Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Scheich.
Hey, people, I am your host, Pastor Jeff Scheich. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast. Today on the podcast, we're going to do something special. We're going to celebrate 1 year of the podcast. This is number 105, episode 105 of Eagles on the Hill. We've been doing two a week. And so if you calculate that out for 52 weeks a year, 52 weeks a year times two is 104. And so we have completed our 104th podcast. And now this is number 105. So we want to just spend some time taking a look back at where we've come from. I want to give a shout out of thanks to a lot of different people who make this what it is and who have made this what it is and contributed to it over the years, and let you know where we stand and how we're doing and that sort of thing. So I'm excited. I've been looking forward to this particular episode for quite some time, as I want to rejoice with you in the blessing it is that I have to get to do this and to speak into your lives. If you recall, if you've been with us way back to the beginning, we have an introductory podcast that I didn't go back and look at because it probably looks pretty bad. So I didn't go back and look at it. But there in the introductory podcast, Eagles on the Hill, we tried to set out what we were trying to accomplish with this podcast. And just to review that very simply, what we were trying to do is speak into the hearts and lives of Christians between Sunday mornings. In other words, we get to gather in rows on Sunday mornings and be fed by the Word of God, whatever church you go to. Many of our listeners go to Christ Lincoln, which is the church where I'm a pastor, one of the pastors here in Lincoln, Nebraska. But we get to gather in rows and worship God, be fed by God in the divine service on Sunday morning. But then throughout the week, how do we live Christianly? And I thought I had made that word up, but I heard somebody else use it a couple of weeks ago in another podcast. And I thought, wow, I thought I made that word up, but maybe it is a word. I don't know. But how do we live as followers of Jesus in the midst of our culture? And how do we think about things biblically as we go through life from Sunday to Sunday? So as it developed, the podcast developed, we send it out on Tuesday mornings and Friday mornings at 6 a.m. And if you're on the East Coast, which some of our listeners are, they get to listen to it at 7 a.m. And it's easier for them to be the first listener to the podcast or to watch it on YouTube and be the first person to watch it on YouTube on a Tuesday or Friday morning. So that's when it comes out. We've just been blessed to do it. My thought was when I began the podcast that if I had at least 20 listeners, that would make it kind of worthwhile. Was hoping for more than that, but if it was going to get less than 20, I was going to bag it and move on and do something else to hopefully grow God's kingdom. Well, as you'll see, we've got more than 20. We got more than 40, more than 60. And so I've been blessed to be able to be part of that and to speak into your lives. Always love hearing words of encouragement from you, whether it's through the email address, writing us on email, whether it's commenting on the videos on YouTube, whether it's seeing me in church on Sunday morning and saying, hey, I really appreciated that particular podcast or this other one. I really do enjoy hearing from you, and it lets me know that it's worthwhile to do. So let me begin with words of thanks to many people who you probably don't know have been part of this podcast and have been part of making this possible. First of all, I want to thank our congregation here at Christ Lincoln. Our congregation's commitment to continuing education, and it was at a best practices conference in Phoenix, Arizona in February. Can't think of too many better places to go in February for a conference than Phoenix, Arizona. But a couple of years ago, went to best practices conference there. We do that every year, actually. And it was there that I was inspired to think about putting together a podcast. So thanks to the congregation for that. To put the podcast together, we actually had to get a new laptop for me, which was due anyway in the rotation of laptops here at Christ. I don't know how many years you have to go before you get a new laptop here on staff, but there is this rotation that happens. And I was pretty much at the top of the rotation. But as we started to do the podcast, the laptop I had was simply too old to do the podcast. So I was bumped up the list by a couple of people, thanks to the staff that I jumped. I think I only jumped one or two, but thanks to you for waiting an extra month or two to get your laptops so we could get mine together and put the podcast together. And the church has an ongoing financial commitment to the podcast in terms of the subscriptions that we have to have for that. They run about $20 a month that the church spends on this as an ongoing financial commitment. So thanks to the church for doing that and believing in the fact that the podcast is worthwhile. Of course, there's a financial commitment in terms of the time that I spend on this as a pastor. And so I would say each episode takes me about somewhere between 2 and 4 hours to put together. So that's a commitment on the church's part of 4 to 8 hours a week of my time to put these podcasts together, sometimes more, sometimes less. So my thanks to the congregation for that commitment. And you should know that, be aware of that, that Christ Lincoln does have a commitment in that. Of course, Melinda, my wife, has been a big part of getting this going, encouraged me to do it, talking through with me how we should do this, who it should be for, what the audience is, how to get it out there. And also some topics. She's often behind a lot of the topics that we do and encourages, and we talk those things through. So thanks to Melinda for that. Pastor Michael Eckelkamp, our director of ministries here at Christ Lincoln, of course, has been a big encouragement in terms of setting my job description and allowing me to do this, encouraging me to do it, and also providing some of the hardware that's needed to put the podcast on. So my thanks to Pastor Michael for his piece in this, even though you've probably only, I think I've interviewed him once or twice, so you don't see that, but he's definitely a part of that. The whole team at Inspire Media that is a partner to our congregation at Christ Lincoln is a partner in worship, but also a partner in the podcast. And Phil Grimpo, the owner of Inspire Media, provided, I don't know how much, but in the $1,000 range of hardware for me to be able to do the podcast. He just gifted that to us as a church to be able to do that. And also, of course, a lot of technical advice with how to put a podcast together. And he too has ongoing financial sponsorship of the podcast on a monthly basis. So my thanks to Phil for his partnership in ministry for my whole time here at Christ, and continues to support and encourage in many, many ways. Lori B would not want to be highlighted. That's something I love about her. None of these people have asked to be highlighted, really. But Lori has taught me how to capture videos and set me up with some software. I do have to say that it's not Lori who captures the videos, or they would be captured, captured better, captured more professionally. So it's me capturing the videos, and I really don't know what I'm doing, but Lori has got me at least to the point where I can capture them for you. But just know that it's not Lori doing it, or it will be done more effectively and better. Our opener. I love our opener. Took a lot of time to research that. I put that together, and Mike Araby was a big piece of that. He also was employed by Inspire Media. So thanks to Micah for that. People often ask me, who is the voice on the opener? And the voice is Gary Dunker. He's a pastor here in Lincoln, Nebraska. Also does a lot of commercials on radio and that sort of thing, or did in the past. Gary has a real radio announcer voice, I call it. And I love that he uses his voice for the Lord. God has blessed him incredibly. Andrew Malin, who was our worship director, worship director, what was his title? Worship leader here at our Yankee Hill campus. For many years, still worships with us, still a good friend of mine. Andrew Malin put together the logo design that went back and forth numerous times. And so very grateful for Andrew and his work on that. And Nikki Albers, I found when I started doing the podcast, I needed a sign for the door of my office because people would just barge in on the podcast and I have to start all over again. So I had this paper that I scratched out, recording in progress, stay out kind of sign. And Nikki Albers saw that and she made me a sign that looked more professional. So here it is. You don't get to see that, but that is the sign that's outside my office when we're recording. It's outside my office right now to hopefully keep people out. Believe it or not, it sits within a couple inches of the handle. And believe it or not, I did have during one podcast, somebody barge in and they didn't see the sign. I don't know how you can open that handle and not see the sign. But anyway, that sign is there. So I'm very grateful to Nikki for that sign. Nikki Albers, by the way, that's her married name. Her maiden name is Nikki Shike. She's my daughter. And if you ever need any signs like that or anything made, she is the craftiest person in our family by a long shot. Actually, now that my sister Janet has moved to town, and she's pretty crafty too, but Nikki can make those kind of signs. She has lots of other signs around my office. I just love my daughter. So she's been a great blessing, and she put that sign together. I want to give a shout out to Randy Rothschild. I'm guessing you don't know who that is. He's in Texas, but he listens to the podcast, every podcast, and at least weekly writes me a note of encouragement at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com and gives feedback on the YouTube channel as well. So I just really feel blessed by Randy's just encouragement and his support, his feedback. So I want to give a shout out to him. You might ask, how did a guy in Texas get connected to the podcast? Well, here's how a guy in Texas gets connected to the podcast. His granddaughter, well, actually his son and daughter-in-law go to Christ Lincoln, as does his granddaughter. My guess is, if he's like me, the most important of those three people is his granddaughter. So his granddaughter goes to Christ Lincoln. She's about coming up on a year old here pretty soon. I think she's about 10 months old or so. Or maybe she turned a year. I don't know. She's pretty close to a year old. And so that's Randy's connection to the podcast. But Randy's a great Christian and a strong encourager of this podcast. Also, I want to thank the people who I've interviewed over the course of the year. I think probably about 10 of the podcasts or 12, something like that, have been interviews with various people. And as you'll see, one of those interviews has the highest rating on the podcast. And you can guess, if you've listened to all the podcasts, which one that might be. I'll tell you in a minute. And finally, of course, I want to thank you listeners, because without you, as I said earlier, the podcast wouldn't exist. If there was fewer than 20 people listening to the podcast, I'd shut it down. So thanks to you for listening, for responding, for encouraging me in worship, writing notes to me. All of you are so very important to what we're doing here. So that's the thank yous. I want to just go through those, and all very important to me. I also wanted to share with you some statistics about the podcast. You might wonder how many listen, where they listen, all that kind of stuff. And so statistics are kind of hard to come by, the analytics on YouTube and on various podcast platforms and formats. But I put some things together that I thought might interest you. So here we go. We have 235 subscribers on YouTube. Encourage you, if you listen on YouTube, to subscribe. That always helps with getting it pushed to the top as you search for things on YouTube. Like us on YouTube, if you could, with each podcast, if you're listening on YouTube, because that also gets into the YouTube analytics and helps us get to the top of the pile of all the YouTube videos out there. We average about 30 views a day on YouTube. And a typical video is viewed about 75 times on YouTube. And then for the podcasting side, for all the different podcasting platforms that we're on, very similar statistics, actually. So it's split about half and half. Half of our listeners are on YouTube, about half on podcasts. Again, about 30 listens per day on various podcast platforms. And a typical podcast is listened to about 75 times. So within a couple of people, they are about the same. Of course, the heaviest concentration of our listeners, and I don't have this on YouTube, but I have this for the podcasting side. I presume it's about the same for the YouTube side. Our heaviest concentration is in Lincoln. Top locations outside of that are Omaha, not surprising. And the next top location is Dulles Airport. Who knew? Why Dulles Airport? I don't know why that is. Not many listeners there, about one a day. But nevertheless, our next place that we've been listened to the most is Dulles Airport. How about that? Who would have thunk it? Outside the United States, the top country where we have listeners or people have listened to the podcast is Mexico. And the average there is, if I remember right, about one every 3 or 4 days, something like that in Mexico. And then some other listeners around the world, but far fewer than that. So that's what we got in terms of our listenership. And the top episode was January 9th, 2024, The Ends of the LCMS, my interview with Pastor Joe Barron in California, a guy that I grew up here at Christ, and I admire greatly his ministry. and there in California. So we interviewed Joe, and that is the top-rated episode on YouTube. Again, the podcasting world is harder to sort that out, but generally, between YouTube and podcasting, generally speaking, the top-rated episodes have to do with pride, related topics of sexuality or the direction of our nation, those sorts of things. So those kind of political, American political topics are the most listened to, primarily, as I said, to do with pride. So we had a recent Pride Musings, I think last week we had an episode on that. And we've had other episodes that kind of tangentially dealt with that, including our back in our opening month, which was June of 2023. So, of course, Pride Month. So we had a couple Pride episodes there. Other highly rated episodes have to do with Israel in general, whether it be Israeli Jewish holidays, whether it be news about Israel, whether it be the Israel-Hamas war. People seem to be interested in that. Those seem to get a lot of, whether by searching or people just interested that that regularly listen, they seem to get a lot of views and listens as well. So there you go. That's kind of what we got for a celebration of the first year of the podcast. We want to encourage you to be writing us at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. I do read all the emails that come in to that site, and that is a great way to suggest topics for us for the podcast. So I encourage you to write us at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. That's all one word. No spaces, dots, dashes, underscores. And as always, we want to remember as we close that those who hope in the Lord will fly on wings like eagles. Thanks for listening to the podcast today and throughout the year. Encourage you to invite friends to listen as we move ahead to our second year.